So how do you cope when working with your ex and you're not over them? They're over you. They've moved on. They're with somebody else. They've got others in their life. But you haven't. You haven't moved on and you're still hooked on them. How do you cope with that in the workplace?
You don't find somebody else to take their place. That would be the wrong thing to do because you need time to actually go through the process of the loss cycle. Worse than death is breakup, separation, or divorce. You still go through the denial, the anger, the bargaining, the depression before you get to acceptance. And it is so important to actually go through this. When people run off into another relationship, that rebound effect, they may never really thoroughly get through the recovery of the first breakup. And they're trying to avoid a lot of the anger and the pain of the bargaining and the depression by getting into a pseudo-relationship of love, as if the other one didn't matter. And that hurts. So when you're working with somebody, it makes it even more difficult because you have to go through that same cycle, but now you get fixated on the anger. You can get fixated on the bargaining. You may have longer periods of depression because with that loss in your face and the other person having the indignance of getting into another relationship at your expense, it makes it more difficult to get to that acceptance. Sometimes what has to be done is take a leave of absence or look for another job. Because if being in each other's proximity is too difficult to resolve those legitimate, mature love feelings, then you have to change the environment. And one of you has to leave that situation. That would be the best advice, not knowing all the real distinct things that are going on with you, but from your general statements, that would be one of the things you may want to consider. Sometimes what people do is they look for other departments, if that exists, in a bigger organization, for instance, where you have less activities with each other. But what I can tell you right now is you need to get rid of all the memorabilia and any kind of a contact that you have with that person, preferably the sooner the better. And if that contact is still there and is creating problems, you have to change that situation. So lack of contact would be getting into another department or actually leaving that organization. Or maybe you have the option of taking a long leave to restore what's going on with you to being without that kind of love feeling. And you do kind of get out of that love situation. But then there's a thing called spontaneous recovery, too, that makes books interesting, as well as movies. Even though you've been away for a while and you think you're over that person, as soon as you get back and you see them again, it could trigger some of those old feelings off. Now, it could trigger them just for a second and then you're over it, or it could be triggered and keep holding on to them for a while. So separation is the best policy in this situation, where you have no contact with the person, no memorabilia that reminds you of the person. That's usually the best way to handle this.
At no cost do I want to end my marriage. I've been married for 15 years. I have 3 children. The problem is my partner is betraying me, and every time I try to talk to them, they're in denial. They don't admit it. They're not willing to talk. They go on to say, I have to keep this together for my children. I don't want my children to suffer or for them to hate their mother, but what can I do?
It is a very difficult situation, and hopefully the children don't know about it, but if they do, there will have to be some very serious clarifications that you don't have to do, but the cheating spouse does. If a person's in complete denial, there's nothing much you can do about that. If you want to really push it, you have to get proof, and that proof has got to be quite evident proof. And even though laws have certain definitions, we're not going to go into the legal definitions here. You can just have the proof. You can catch the person. You can have somebody catch them and witness it. But even rather than looking in that direction, do you really want to be in a relationship where you have to police your spouse? Mm. It's a very uncomfortable relationship to be in. You want to be in a marriage where there's loving, sharing, and caring that's mutual, not having to police the person to keep them in love with you, because that's not the way that love works. 2 situations here is you're being a very sensitive father or mother whoever's writing this, and you're wanting your children to be protected from such of a situation, and that's the right thing to do. Some people will say children should never know about this. It's a husband-wife issue, not a mom-and-dad situation. But the fact is, children need to, and they should know, what is going on with mom and dad. That's difficult. You don't have to be specific about what's going on. That could be quite destructive. But you don't want to lie to the children and say, oh, nothing's going on, leaving to the children to believe that this is normal behavior, to be upset and sad and cry and confronting each other and arguing or whatever may be going on. Being able to ask the person to stop the behavior, whether they're denying it or not, being able to find the person through a witness or you discover the person, may not give you the results that you want, because that doesn't mean that they're going to stop doing the bad thing that they're doing. It just means that they've been caught.
Is it the case that you could just ride it out, just be patient? I mean, that's a hard thing to do.
If some people can, some people can ride it out. Other people say, no, my definition of a relationship is there's complete fidelity.
Mm.
And that means that this relationship's already over. But if the person says, I want to ask what is going on that has brought this on, and is there something that we can correct,
yeah,
then you have the answer. Because when we look at this from a psychological angle, adultery, extramarital affairs, this kind of betrayal is usually because there's a problem in the marriage, but sometimes it could be because that person just has an addiction and they can't be without it. But whatever that may mean, if there is a problem in the marriage, this becomes an eye-opener. If it's not an eye-opener to a problem in the marriage, then you have to make a choice. How much are you willing to be in this relationship knowing that there's betrayal? And do you want to keep policing the situation and protecting your children? It's up to you where you're going to go with it. And it's also up to your value system as to what you want to tolerate or accept.
Be true to yourself. Interesting question here. My mother is dominating, opinionated, invasive, demanding. I just go quiet, and she's coming to stay for a week. Any advice?
Yeah, stay quiet for a week. It's a good time to handle that, because sometimes when parents or even spouses or friends behave in that way, or colleagues at work behave in that way, there's not much you can do about it, because they don't want to change. That is their way of being controlling. That's their way of handling situations in which they're going to be domineering, so that they don't have to have anybody else look at their mistakes. And usually they do have these kinds of problems, that they have things going on in their life that they don't want to be discovered. So they think if they can be domineering, obnoxious, invasive, demanding, that you don't have time to see their faults, when in fact that may be their fault, is those kind of behaviors. People will learn with those kinds of individuals not to say anything. Now, some people say that's ridiculous, you shouldn't let them get by with it. Well, good luck on confronting them, because even confronting them may not get the results that you want. Already, the people that have lived with these individuals for so long know how to best handle it. So you coming in fresh doesn't mean that they're going to change the behavior, because you're going to brilliantly call them on it. All you're going to do is just repeat history. Eventually, you'll learn that there's nothing that you can do to change them, so you go quiet as well, or you'll choose not to have anything to do with them. Parents and children can't divorce each other. Mom and dad, as husband and wife, can. Other people in the community who aren't bloodline have a choice to be part of that system or not. So you have to respect the individual who has to deal with this because of the position that they have in their relationship with them.
Dr. Raymond, always a pleasure. And before I let you go on your travels for your summer break, and Dr. Raymond will be back with me in a couple of months' time. Just going away for, what, 7 weeks, aren't
you? 7 weeks. Be back on September the 1st.
Yes, it'll fly by. It'll fly by. But I wanted to leave you with this from one of our listeners. They texted in earlier regarding losing one's temper and that anger management. And they said, when you're angry quickly, you're taking life a little too seriously. You don't need such intensity to live life. Just remember that your time on this earth is limited. Do you really want to waste your time getting angry at everyone? Really, if something doesn't work out, it isn't the end of the world. You're you're going to die one day, so chill out a little. That's from one of our listeners, if you choose
brilliantly
to take that
said
on board or not. But yeah, it kind of helps a little bit, I think. Dr. Raymond, your contact details.
And there are psychologists who will be at the Human Relations Institute throughout the entire summer. And I'm also available, thank God for Skype and everything else.
Yeah, communications.
Available.
Yeah.
Yeah, so the Human Relations Institute telephone number is 04-365-8578.
Yeah, you may be gone, but you're certainly not forgotten, and you are at hand still, so one can still
what
make contact with him.
What a beautiful eulogy, and I got to hear it before I die. Gone, but not forgotten.
Dr. Raymond, I really look forward to having you by my side again very soon. Safe travels.
And you as well.
Yeah, all the best to your family there in America.
And to all my American friends, happy Independence Day, and to all my friends who are non-Americans, God bless you, and we'll see you in September.